Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to finish our series on the sales agreement, and today we're going to talk about disclosures.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been plowing through the sales agreement, the terms that are fairly standard, whether it's commercial or residential real estate. And we've pointed out some things that are in process that almost you slip right past them in process unless they're of concern. For example, there's a lead-based paint disclosure that's required that is federally required as a disclosure in the process.
And these are federally required disclosures that, frankly, the seller may not know how to make a disclosure. But there will be a disclosure and an opportunity for a buyer to test to see if the paint, in fact, has an excess of lead in it, as an example, lead-based paint.
Another disclosure in residential is the seller's property disclosure statement. They're saying that a buyer has a right to understand what you know about the property and its condition. And that's just a representation directly from the seller, directly to the buyer in writing that says what you know about whether there's been any roof leaks, standing water problems, any challenges during your ownership.
And you have to disclose. And the last question is, have we asked everything we should have asked, and do you know anything else? So you can't say, you didn't ask the question, so I didn't have to tell you, quote unquote, in writing.
Yeah, these representations are critical to be open and share what you can, but only with conscious knowledge. You don't want to guess. So it's really something that they've put out there to protect the buyer, but the seller needs to understand that it will help protect them as well, as long as the buyer knew what they were getting into at the time of the purchase.
So if I think that something is a particular way and the seller then discloses, no, the roof does leak, or it leaked and I've had it patched 13 times, that's a pretty good indication it's going to leak a 14th time and soon. These are things that the buyer needs to take into consideration. Now, that's not to say that I'm going to back away, but it is good to say that I'm going to maybe budget in a new roof, which may cause me to do a price adjustment of some sort in my negotiation as I continue on.
Now, don't cruise too quickly through the seller representations on the sales agreements. You've got to take a good look at those. There are other representations. You're going to represent that you have an operating smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, that you know of no liens or assessments to be levied against the property, no violations of the law relating to the property. So many representations that you want to make sure you understand what you're promising to that buyer at the time of the offer. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.